Joseph Wyman Hagler of St. Helena Island, one of two people seeking an open seat on Beaufort County Council. I'm David Lauderdale, and we're here with Rick Brendrett, our editor of our projects, all of the Sunday long pieces that you see that we spend more time on. That's what Rick does. Tell us a little about yourself. You're from Columbia?
Born in Columbia. Grew up in Florence.
Florence.
And I went to the university, went back to the university in 1956 and finished in 60 in B.S. in biology with a minor in chemistry. Took it there. So then I went to work for, while I was there, I worked my way through school as a dispatcher for the Highway Patrol, for ETV, and also NIH. So I had quite a few variety of jobs in that time period. But I did work my way through school. And with my degree in biology, I then went to work for E.R. Squibb and Sons for 10 years, and then ended up with Abbott Laboratories for 30 years. So been around in the pharmaceutical part of it a long time. I started off in pharmaceutical sales, ended up in radiopharmaceutical sales with Squibb, and then transferred to Abbott, and then went in the laboratory business. And at that point, I was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana for 2 years and went to Chicago in marketing for Abbott. And I was a product manager for all of the in vivo products. Then I left there and went to, and I was in head of pricing too, I should say that, in a very short period of time. But in doing that, I reckon that's what I would say is my guts of my marketing experience and learning how to do strategic planning and tactical planning. And I think that is probably one of the things that I would have is to offer, if you will, to my office or the county.
And how long have y'all lived here? Are you full-time?
Well, no, we do live here full-time.
Right.
Since 2005, even though we've had property in Beaufort County since 1982 at Fripp Island.
Is that right?
So, anyway, we've been in and around the county quite a bit. But when we retired, my wife was a school teacher in Columbia, we moved to McClellanville, South Carolina. And I always enjoyed that community. I was president of the civic club there, and they asked me, which civic club? I said, you're kidding me. There's only one civic club in McClellanville, 458 people. I was a member of the tree committee, which I thought was very interesting, and I thoroughly enjoyed that as well. But getting back to the other part of my work with Abbott, I was a CRA, clinical research associate, in the early 80s. In CDC, I was a messenger between scientific affairs at Abbott and the CDC in Atlanta, and for a number of years. About 2 years, in fact. But that was also helpful. And then I ended up in the blood banking business, of which the Red Cross was my largest account. I had everything from San Juan, Puerto Rico, to Richmond, Virginia. We would sell the reagents to the Red Cross as are the blood banks.
You'd sell the what to them?
The product to do the testing. I try to clarify that because sometimes it sounds like that we are doing that Abbott was doing the testing. That's not true. But so Red Cross was my largest account in North Carolina, and in that they combined all of the testing into one in Charlotte, and they finally gave me an office there to just help them It was a large account anyway. Mm-hmm. But that was some exciting times, and I've always enjoyed my work. And I've mm-hmm. kept in touch with those people. And there, and I was traveling so much, I did not have any time to do any social stuff or any public service. And we're the Red Cross. I'm on the state. I'm on the board for the Red Cross for the state of South Carolina. And it's kind of giving back, if you will, some of those things or that I have not been able to do in the
mm-hmm,
past.
Mm-hmm. So you've had a lot of McClellanville civic involvement, but not a public office.
No, no, sir.
And why did you decide to run for this office?
Well, I think I was just trying to explain that. And I've always enjoyed this type of networking with people. There are people on the county council. They've encouraged me to run because I've been in the Rotary with them and et cetera. And they just said, you know, it'd be something you might enjoy. And I do. And I feel like that would, and I don't know, I can't tell you any more than that. I wish I could. I wish I could tell you that I have, that this would be something that I'm going to do the rest of my life. I just would like to, I have some opinions about things, but I don't want to make any commitment to, yes, I want this done. I think you have to listen before you talk about those things that mm-hmm. you're mm-hmm. are going to do. And but I will tell you, I will, if you would like for me, I'll tell you some of the things I would like to see change.
Yes.
First of all, I'd like to have more fire hydrants in the rural part of the county.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have as many as we need for fire protection. And I think that's something that we do need to look at. And then ongoing of what we have right now that is concerning, that I've heard some things about that I really don't, and that is the possibility of closing the convenience centers. I don't know if y'all have heard that
yeah.
or not.
Mm-hmm.
And in the area that we live in St. Helena, I'm just afraid that when they do that, they're going to trash up the woods. You know what's going to happen. They're going to throw the trash in the woods and in the water. And I lived in Louisiana long enough to see that. And I just fear that as being a consequence of closing those in our area.
Right. And they would close it, but then offer you some sort of they would come to your house.
To come to my house to get my driveway, they have to drive a quarter of a mile back to my house. And I just don't think that I don't want that type of, yeah. I don't need that kind of service because mm-hmm. there's more than, you would have to really have two different types of trash pickup, the big stuff and the small stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have equipment that I do that with. But, I mean, I have a chipper. I'll just give you an example. And I did that instead of putting it out on the street. So anyway, my point is, it's not for me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that for the average individual, mm-hmm. Knowing in my mm-hmm. area, this is kind of there's a lot of trailers. And
what are your hopes for St. Helena? What would you? You obviously were attracted to it.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm on the water, but. Real good question, and actually, what I would like to see is the community, and this may not go well with some. I would like to see the decrease in the number of trailers, an increase in a little upscale of the housing surrounding area. I don't know that that's going to happen. I don't know that, but. I think that also, and I said this in my kind of when York and I were, and he agreed. I think the jobs in St. Helena are very important for those people to, because it surely can help and not hurt. And I think his point and my point is that the, you get people employed, at least it cuts down on some of the public safety and the drug problems that we have. So I think overall, just to see an increase in the lifestyle of those of the in the area.
And so that means as those issues came before county council, that would be one of your main goals in mind, whether
yes, sir.
It were recreation or what have you.
Right. Let me
sure.
turn this off. I thought I had it turned off. Can I call you back? Thanks, bye. Okay. Excuse me. So yes, I think that would be, and I think that's kind of a thing. You have to divide, at least I do in my mind, what you can do for your constituents, and then what you can do for the county. And I think that what I've just said is not only applying to the St. Helena, but for the whole county. I mean, mm-hmm. I think jobs are. It's probably, I shouldn't say that, just limit that to St. Helena.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's something that would be of benefit to those, to get them out of McDonald's mm-hmm. into a higher paying job, and kind of brings me into the next thing is I would like to see, because like Boeing, it would be they don't want any of their, how do you say it? From what I understand, they want all of their, in 50-mile radius, of their employees, but they want their subcontractors to hire people outside of that 50-mile radius. And that would be, so those subcontractors, that's where we need to have the Technical College and University of South Carolina involved in training those people mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. higher skilled jobs.
Mm-hmm. Did you have other things there on your platform or other things that are important to you?
You know, there are, and I don't know exactly, I mean, those would be the things I would say are my main things.
Okay.
Right?
Do you have an opinion on the sales tax, the 1% sales tax that the county has gonna put forward?
Yes and no, from what I understand, it's somewhat of a complicated issue because anything that the local sales tax, and we're talking about the 1% of the county, that even if we pass it, that it has all of the use of that money has to be approved by the state legislature. Is that correct?
And I don't, not that I know of. I mean, the whole setup is done by law,
mm-hmm.
but the specific uses, as far as I know, our county council approved that list.
Right, they approved.
So
it,
I don't know what legislature would. I don't know.
And the state, I reckon what I'm saying is, from what I've heard, mm-hmm. is that as opposed to the school board tax of 1%, is different, and that they don't have to have state legislature approval, and that would be something that you might want to investigate. And there are two different parts of the referendum for the school board,
right.
And then if they don't pass either one, they have the 8% to where that's what they draw the money from.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't. I reckon, from what I understand, is they don't have to tell anyone what they're going to use the money for. As well, where the county does have to put down in writing what the use of the sales tax is.
Yeah. Well, they've put down their list of projects.
Right.
They don't have a dollar figure by them like the county does.
Right.
On each individual one. And we've seen them before. They have some things on the ballot for bond referendum, and they didn't end up getting built. Something else was built. So I don't think you're tied by, I don't think the schools were tied to definitely do every one of the things that were on the ballot. They just weren't. They were going to build the, you know, the central office was going to be built out here in Okotie somewhere, and they decided against it. They didn't do it.
Right. Well, I think it's, I like the word winner's timing, and I think this was not winner's timing. I don't think there's why to have both a 1% tax on both the CAFO, the county, and then one for the schools was a wise idea. I mean, I just think the timing was poor. Mm-hmm. And also on the school referendum, just in that, again, hearing, Mr. Moss?
Sorry, yes, sir.
Speak. And I asked a question specifically. I said, you know, where's the need? Where is the need for additional funds? And I said, is it Whale Branch in Buford? Is it Buford High School? And he said, no, not as much as it is for Bluffton, mm-hmm. where the schools, they do need increase. Mm-hmm. But it also, in some counties, they're closing schools. And I wondered if that was the case here as to how that works out. But it sounded like the only place or the biggest need, I should say, is in the Bluffton area.
Yeah.
And so at least I'm crawling before a walk, but I'm trying to understand these things, yeah. these issues before I come out and say, I want to do this,
yeah.
I'd like it.
Yeah.
Because yeah. I'm not going to say, I want the school. I want to do the school and not do the county. I'll do the county and not do. You know, that gets into some things that if I ever am fortunate enough to be elected, could come back and bite me.
Yeah, yeah. Did you have any opinion about the annexation discussed, potential annexation from the town of Hilton Head Island over to Bay Point Island? And I ask that because it's close to St. Helena.
Well, yes, it is close to St. Helena. Actually, it's closer to Port Royal. And that's, to answer your question, I'll have to agree with counsel. I do not understand why that was not given some, that they could even get to the point that they are now. Without going through some planning or zoning or whatever of the county. And I still don't. And I really don't. And to answer your question, this gets back to maybe the question of north of the Broad and south of the Broad. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden we have that to think about. But that's probably not a good statement either. Because I think that the county overall, the north abroad, south abroad, is a kind of a cloud, not a cloud, but it's not as bad as everybody thinks it is. And but I don't think that this issue, and I know I'm kind of having marbles in my mouth about this, but I do not think that it was a good idea for this to happen without some approval.
Yeah. Yeah, because one thing I've heard said is that people would the closest dock might be for down St. Helena somewhere, and I don't remember which landing it was, but St. Helena could have some of the impact without the they have to provide the services, but not getting the money.
Right, wouldn't get the money. I agree. I mean, I think that we would have, that would be something that surely should be looked at before the approve the process.
Yeah. Well, are there things that you're hearing? What when you go out? What's on people's minds about Beaufort County government? What are you hearing?
Well, what I hear is that there is items that the people south of the Broad feel very strong about, that there is some dissension between that and the north of the Broad, and that you hear that, and it's kind of like it kicks up every now and then it dies down again. But overall, compared to what I think, from what I've heard, Beaufort County is doing doggone good, well, as compared to the other counties. For instance, the 1% sales tax in Richland County, which I own property there, not 1% referendum, excuse me, has a lot of dissension. And in fact, fraud was even brought into in Richland County. So, compared to what we're dealing with, I think the county's doing a good job overall. I think this thing of the cleanup of the debris that I mentioned, I think they have done a beautiful job on making that happen. And they could be dragging their feet on that. And I talked to some of the council members about it. The reason we should really get that going, they were talking about, is a health hazard in public safety. And I said, please add fire hazard to that as well, because if we leave that stuff out there in the ditches, you could cause forest fires like we've never seen before around here. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but overall, I think that the county, from what I can see from my perspective and what I hear, that everything is pretty much, except that I will again go back to my exception was the convenience center. I don't think that's something that their thinking is correct on. Maybe, if I would be that strong.
Well, changing hours on them was very controversial too.
The wind steal. But that in itself, I hear a lot of complaints, as everybody does, about mosquito control. We've not had a real good, and mosquitoes are still, and they're still hatching out there, left and right. And I would like to see mosquito control abatement increased, or the patrolling of it. And just overall, I think that with public safety and law enforcement, that we're doing a good job. I think there's always a need for improvement there, of not just the law enforcement, but the communication between the people as well as the police. Mm-hmm. That we always need that. That's more of a lesson from statewide and nationwide that we are. Mm-hmm. That we see that need for. But that would be one of the things I would vote for, for better communications.
Did it seem like the county from the meeting you've mentioned that they have enough reserve for this disaster that we came across?
That's one thing that we're working on now in another organization. It looks yes and no. And the reason I say yes and no is because they're still dependent on the federal government for some of this reserve, if you will. And I'd like to see that to where the county takes more responsibility for that reserve, if you will. And I don't know how you do that. I really don't. But I think that, and if this is the next only hurricane we're going to have in the next 70 years like we've had, we don't need that, maybe. But yes, we do. You can't, Mother Nature is very funny. They won't tell you when.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would like to see that the federal government is is really, you know, they have the declaration, and they declared Beaufort County, and they have to go through that process before you have the insurance company and the FEMA of the world. But the county, I think, has done a good job. Overall, I would like to see them have a larger reserve. I don't know what the reserve is, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, I haven't seen those numbers either. I don't know, but I do know that everybody will be tested. The POAs, the regimes, the condo complexes, I think this will test everybody.
Right.
Even our personal homes.
Right. You're right. And it's almost to the place to where, in some cases, it's better for the individual to put a reserve up rather than buy insurance. In my case, that's true. But anyway, that one of the things the word reserve brings to mind, again, gets back to some of the training I had when I was in Chicago in strategic planning and tactical planning. And reserve planning, reserve comes in the strategic part of it. And we always felt like, and we proved it several times, the better your strategic planning was, which, quote, I'm going to equate that with reserve, the better your tactical plans worked out. So it was like a ho-hum. It was like there was not any critical or panic factors. And if you had real good strategic planning. And that was, and we enjoyed that. I could tell you more stories. You don't want to get in and hear all that, but I feel like that would be one of my contributions.
And we'll close with that. What would make you stand out? Why would somebody pick you?
Just understanding strategic planning. I don't know. I'm sure that there are others. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not the only one in the world or on the board, and I don't know. But I think that would be one of my attaboys, or one of the things that I would be able to contribute to. And then that gets into zoning and planning and a lot of different of those types of areas, which I would like to. And one last thing that I'm talking about why I'm doing it, I also enjoy the connection between the county and the state. And there are some committees, if you will, that would be involved in that, and I would like to be involved in any committee or a committee that has a relation to the state. I just feel that I could make a contribution to that as well.
Well, I appreciate you coming.